With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Pentagon reporters are rejecting a new mandate.
Journalists who have regularly covered the Pentagon for years have cleaned out their workspaces and virtually en masse turned in their badges by a 4 p.m. deadline rather than accept new restrictions on their work. The refusal was nearly unanimous. From trade publications, wire services, television networks, and newspapers, reporters say that they will still robustly continue their reporting despite the loss of Pentagon access. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United States has issued a new warning to Russia about its war with Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the U.S. will impose costs on Russia if the Ukraine war does not end. At a meeting in Brussels, he told Ukraine's Western backers that if there is no path to peace in the short term, then the United States, along with our allies, will take the steps necessary to impose costs on Russia for its continued aggression. Hegseth warned that the U.S. military stands ready to do its part in ways that, in his words, only the United States can do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's administration from firing workers during the government shutdown, saying the human cost cannot be tolerated. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston in San Francisco on Wednesday granted a temporary restraining order halting the job cuts, saying she believes evidence will show the cuts were illegal. The White House Budget Office said Friday that mass firings of federal workers had started. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 17 points, the Nasdaq rose 148. This is SRN News. Feminists are under siege in the United Kingdom.
A transgender activist group is claiming responsibility for vandalizing a convention center where feminists were holding a conference this past weekend. Bash Back is angry that many British feminists oppose transgenderism, and the activists promise the attack will not be the last one. Event organizers say, quote, "It is shocking that a conference for women to discuss domestic abuse and sexual violence has been met with smashed windows, graffiti, and intimidation." Michael Harrington reporting.
October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and President Trump has released a statement. Mr. Trump's proclamation says that every child is created in the holy image and likeness of God with inherent dignity and worth. We celebrate the extraordinary individuals living with Down syndrome who bring joy, wonder, and meaning to the world. Down syndrome can be identified by prenatal testing. This is SRN News. The International Monetary Fund has made its economic prediction.
The IMF says the U.S. and global economies will grow a bit more this year than previously forecast, though the agency also said the extensive Trump administration tariffs still pose risk. The United States economy will expand 2% in 2025, the IMF projected in its influential forecast, the World Economic Outlook. That is slightly higher than the 1.9% forecast in the IMF's last update in July.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Alaska's dealing with one of its biggest emergency responses in decades after the remnants of Typhoon Halong hit coastal villages. It brought record storm surges over the weekend, sweeping away homes and leaving 1,500 residents in makeshift shelters. Authorities are working to evacuate people. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.